So the Prime Minister, we heard from Trudeau over the weekend on Saturday, and a lot of people talking about his speech, saying it was a really good speech.
It was a very good speech.
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason why is it feels like this has nothing to do with politics. Like, the politics are out of it.
Yeah.
This isn't PC versus Liberal versus NDP. Like, Canadian, if there's one good thing right now, and obviously these tariffs seem like they're going to be terrible overall, the one good thing is this is galvanized Canadians.
Yes.
Like, all Canadians seem to feel the same way. This is a bad idea. Lots of people and nations are going to get hurt with this. It's economic warfare. And it's kind of nice to see both sides agreeing.
True. And I will say that the people who were saying that, you know, they thought that he spoke well were not fans of him.
That's
politically.
What I'm saying, yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. In terms of what this all means, obviously, we're learning more about tariffs and now we are retaliating. We're hearing that as of Tuesday, there will be 30 billion of goods starting Tuesday for us in our retaliation. And then in the next 21 days, it will be $125 billion worth of products that will be tariffed. So that's what we're tariffing on their end. But then, of course, the American goods that are coming in to us are also going to be tariffed as of Tuesday. And that's everything from, like, poultry, dairy, fruits, nuts,
booze,
tobacco, coffee, booze, which I got to tell you right now, I'm going to pick up some California wines before I can't anymore, because
LCBO's pulling stuff
from
the shelves.
They're pulling all the alcohol that comes from the U.S. is being pulled from the shelves.
We'll see. Obviously, look, we know U.S. is a much bigger and more powerful country thus. However, they've tariffed Mexico as well. Mexico is retaliating. There's tariffs on China as well. We'll see what they're going to do. On totality, who knows where the chips are going to fall, but it does not seem like it's going to be great, and this will start to become a clearer picture, as you mentioned, tomorrow.
And are we going to hear more booing, you think?
Oh, that's the other thing.
More of that?
American anthems getting booed. It happened at the Raptors-Clippers game. It's jarring to see an anthem getting booed. It happened there. It happened at the Ottawa Senators game, and I do feel this is probably going to be a trend until this whole thing is resolved. 7 o'clock, we're about to open that perfect recall window, and we have bonus songs. You can win $1,000 coming up right now at 7 o'clock. Here's Eva.
Good morning. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is expected to speak with President Donald Trump today as Canada's leaders prepare for a trade war with the United States. Over the weekend, Trudeau announced retaliatory tariffs that will target $155 billion worth of American goods. Trump's 25% tariff taxes on Canadian goods and 10% on energy are expected to begin tomorrow. U.S. alcohol is said to be taken off Ontario shelves tomorrow in retaliation to U.S. tariffs, and Canadian producers are supporting the move. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he will take aim at nearly $1 billion worth of U.S. wine, beer, spirits, and seltzers sold in the LCBO. The 67th Grammy Awards were held last night, and Beyonce won Album of the Year. Chappell Roan was crowned Best New Artist. Sabrina Carpenter won Best Pop Album. And Kendrick Lamar's Drake diss track, Not Like Us, won both Record and Song of the Year. In sports, Raptors beat the Clippers 115-108. CHFI weather. Today, patchy fog or mist with rain showers or drizzle at times, high of 3. Tonight, chance of flurries, a low near -4, wind chill -10. And tomorrow, sun and cloud with a high near -3. Right now, it's -3, feels like -5. On the East 403, the express ramps of the East 401 still have the left lane blocked with a collision. There's a vehicle facing the wrong way there, so it is causing delays. And then we've got typical volume building on all the rest of the major routes. We also have Grandview both ways from Beatrice to Granley Court. That's in Oshawa, closed off for a collision investigation.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
We may be giving away a lot of money in the next hour and 20 minutes because it's a Monday. So, Pooj, we've got your regular Perfect Recall songs. Plus, we've got some bonus songs. Could be worth $1,000.
Yeah, hopefully you're listening over the weekend. So what we're going to do right now, play you 4 songs. All you got to do is keep track, write them down, the name of the song and the artist. The more you listen, the more cash you can win.
Let's kick off this window. You probably already know the song. It's Aha, Take On Me.
hit that note? Who just tried to hit that note? I did. It didn't go well. Aha, Take On Me, the very first song of our Perfect Recall window. Hopefully you're writing everything down because you can win cash.
Okay, this is interesting. There's a new survey out that may surprise you. 70% of people say that they have to have the subtitles on when they watch television. In fact, Gen Z, Gen Alpha have a saying, I can't hear without the subtitles on. This is a thing. And I have to admit, when I am watching dramas, thrillers, not live TV or comedy, but streaming dramas or thrillers, I have to have the captions on.
You
I feel
do.
Like it elevates your experience because there's a lot of dialogue you sometimes miss without that.
Okay, I don't know about elevating my experience. It distracts me. I find the opposite is true. Like, I don't want them on because now I'm not paying attention to what's on the screen. Now I'm reading. Yeah. I don't want to be reading. When I'm watching TV, I want to be entertained.
What's wrong with your attention span?
It's too much. It's too much going on. I already have to multitask a lot in life. So when I watch TV, I just want to enjoy it.
Okay. And Steph, you feel the same way? You're not a fan of subtitles?
I can't pay attention to the show if I'm reading. Then I feel like I'm in a novel.
I have to tell you, when I watched Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, having the captions on was a game changer. Because there's so many of her lyrics that, like, you know, song lyrics are tough. Sometimes you miss things. Things are sung a certain way. It hit totally different.
It's a concert. You don't have subtitles at a concert.
Well, but watching it on Disney Plus. But I'm saying it helped me understand the lyrics a lot
better.
But were
you missing her, like, moves and her jumps and her twirls? And...
No, because I watched it twice. Once with, and it was unbelievable.
Maybe that's
captions
why.
Captions for the win.
That's why it took you so long to figure out the Eras. Remember when you figured out the Eras Tour, what it actually meant?
Yeah, that was about 25 minutes in. It was a revelation. You tell us, when you watch TV, do you have to have the subtitles on? We're going to do a Five Calls Decide It All coming up.
Okay, well, why don't we continue with your Perfect Recall window? This is song number two. Make sure you're writing them down because they're worth cash. It's Elijah Woods and Jamie Fine, Ain't Easy.
Baby, you're all I need. Baby, you're all I see. Missing the touch of your skin, I want it, babe, I'm on my knees. Feeling you touching me, baby, it's bittersweet. Cause I want it bad, but I never thought your touch would make me bleed. All you do is talk, but you say. Wanna walk away, baby, wait. Sick of all the games where you play. But baby, loving you ain't easy. Sorry, taste. Loving the touch of your body, baby. Bring it over here. Loving it higher state. Loving until we hate. Pushing until we break. I hope your heart don't disappear. Loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. It's fire and then it's rain.
Two of your Perfect Recall window, Elijah Woods and Jamie Fine, Ain't Easy.
Five calls
decide it all.
Here's the question. When you watch TV, do the subtitles have to be on or off? This after a survey came out.
Yeah, that said 70% of people have to have the subtitles on, but this is a younger thing. Let's see what you have to say. Gary in Uxbridge.
Off. They have to be off.
Off.
No. But that drives me nuts because my wife sits there and she's on her tablet. So she turns the volume down and then puts the subtitles on so she can catch what's going on when she glances up. Mm. And I go nuts because the subtitles never line up with what people are saying. Like, Gary, get out of it.
Gary, you're fired up. Your vote's been counted. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Living the dream, always. Living the dream.
So, Jim, when you watch TV, do the subtitles have to be on or off? Yes or no?
Off.
How come?
They're distracting.
Mm. Okay, all right.
I agree with you.
It annoys me when there's other languages in the middle and they don't automatically come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right, well, we're putting you down for a subtitles off. Jim, your vote's been counted. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Mark from Mississauga, when you watch television, subtitles on or off?
Subtitles on all the time.
Really? How come?
At first it was distracting, but then eventually just got used to it. And I'm a little bit older. I mean, I'm almost 60, but aside from that, it's hard to hear certain things sometimes, especially if those actors have like crazy accents.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Can't really tell what they're saying. And you know what? You get some more insight into certain things, because I was watching a movie last night, for example, and the person picked up the call, like the guy who in the movie, and the subtitles showed what the other person said, but I couldn't hear what the other person said on the phone.
This is what I'm saying. There's so much detail in some of these shows now that you miss stuff without the subtitles.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Mark, your vote's been counted.
There you go.
Thanks Mark.
So much.
Cheers.
Bye.
Donna from Mississauga. So what do you think? Subtitles on or off for you?
Off. Definitely off. My 19 and 22-year-old, they have it on. As soon as I'm ready to watch TV, I go, turn it off.
Are you surprised this is a younger generation thing? Because we all feel like maybe it should be the other way around.
I thought so too, but I go, no, turn it off. I don't want it. I'm not going to be reading and watching.
Yeah, good point. Thank you, Donna. Your vote's been counted.
Thank you.
Rolston from Toronto. So when you watch TV, do the subtitles have to be on or off?
Off. Total distraction.
Total distraction.
Okay. No mincing words there. Subtitles off for you, Rolston. Your vote's been counted. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the end, pretty decisive. 4-1 saying a firm no to subtitles.
We're in the minority, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Yet 70% of people rocking the subtitles, myself included. I guess I'm just younger than you guys.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Why don't we continue with our perfect recall window? This is song number 3. If you're writing them down, the name of the song and the artist, you can win cash. It's Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle.
Someone to release me. You lick in your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away. Baby, baby, baby. Baby.
That is song three of this Perfect Recall window. We got one more coming your way. And remember, we are hitting the weekend bonus songs where you're listening on Saturday and Sunday. You got a chance to win $1,000. Stick around. Let's get you a check on the roads.
With Siege by Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you're using the eastbound 403 just east of the 401, looks like those problems have all cleared away. Westbound side of the 401, no major issues, just typical volume. Same with the east 401. Toronto bound QEW, also just some typical volume delays building. Girard, both directions from Sumac to River, it's shut down because of a collision. It looks like a pedestrian has been struck. Shop PetSmart February 6th to 9th and save 20% on regular price products in-store and online with promo code PETS20. See store or PetSmart.ca for complete details.
98.1 CHFI.
The no repeat guarantee.
Hi, I'm Michelle Butterly and I'm here every weekday playing you the best variety from the 80s, 90s, 2K and today, and you won't hear the same songs over and over again. It's you, me, and all your favorite songs on the no repeat guarantee. Every weekday morning from 9 on 98.1 CHFI.
And here they come. The in-store pro line better. Walking towards the counter, ready to score gridiron glory. A few taps on their phone, and now they're showing it to the cashier. Did you notice that speed? Folks, they created an NFL bet slip on the pro line app, and with one scan, the bet is placed. They're all set for kickoff.
Get same-day cash payouts. Download the app and bet NFL in-store with ProLine. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Love is in the air.
I love you.
And I love you.
And you? And you? And you?
Wait, why are you looking around the room?
Why choose between your beloved items you don't currently have space for? Access Storage has flexible and affordable storage solutions. Try 4 weeks free at accessstorage.ca, keeping your treasures safe to be loved again. Access Storage. Shop Canadian. Store Canadian.
Come From Away. The musical sensation the Toronto Star gives a perfect 4 out of 4 and declares it a joyous, uplifting, and life-affirming piece of theater. The Globe and Mail calls it a triumphant homegrown hit. And Next Magazine says Come From Away is a show that you experience more than just once. Come From Away, now playing at Toronto's Royal Alexandra Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
Ugh, my furnace is on its last legs. I need a new one, but the cost. And then there's the tax on top of it.
You can skip the tax right now on a new furnace and a hot water heater.
Is that the government holiday tax break?
No, Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning figured there's got to be a way to help their neighbors. And they landed on the zero tax event.
That's amazing.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Cozy up to Atlas Care's zero tax event and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
The Subaru winter has arrived. The crisp air and negative temperatures mean one thing, camping. Emerge from your icy tent and bask in 4 to 6 hours of sunlight. Enjoy the unmistakable smell of campfire through the glacial wind pummeling your face. Relax by the water, taking in the soothing sounds of thick ice cracking and popping. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
Play Siege
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416-872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this Perfect Recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
Including Rihanna, Only Girl in the World.
We're going to see how many songs they can recall and how much money they're going to win after Mariah.
I'm not.
of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Okay, Mondays are extra big on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show because it's Perfect Recall plus your weekend bonus plays. Donna Benegby of North York has a chance to win $1,000 right here. Hey, no pressure, eh, Donna?
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I've been calling and calling, and I knew I was crossing my fingers. Today's my lucky day for some reason.
Oh, nice. And what a way to start the week, right? Winning some free money. Up to $1,000 can be yours, Donna, if you play this right. Are you ready?
Yes, and I just wanted to add, Gurdeep and Pooja, you're my favorite from TT24, and I love your moves, your dancing, and the way you dance, especially Pooja. No offense, Gurdeep.
No, none taken. We all know our strengths. That ain't one of mine, so that's cool.
You know what? If you saw my running man and my robot, maybe you would change your mind. It's not that good.
Why is your emphasis on the man? Running man?
That's maybe Gurdeep would be better than there.
Yes, he would be better at the running man. All right, Donna, let's get...
I'm just a running boy.
Donna, can you tell us what was song number one?
Yes, it was Aha, Take On Me.
Good start. Donna, what was song two?
Elijah Woods and Jamie Fine, Ain't Easy.
Okay, what was song number three?
Three, Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle.
Song number four?
Rihanna, Only Girl in the World.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hold on. Before we move on, you just got all four in our Perfect Recall, which is amazing.
$400 guaranteed.
Yes.
No good.
But on the weekend, we've had some bonus songs on Saturday and Sunday. Were you listening by any chance?
Yes, I was listening, all right.
Okay. Why don't you give us, Donna, the three bonus songs from Saturday?
Okay. So it was Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero.
Yep. What's next?
Madonna, Open Your Heart.
And song number three?
Adele, Hello.
That's $700 right there. Let's see if you can take the full $1,000. What were the bonus songs on Sunday?
Oh, my God. I'm shaking now. Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud.
Yes. The next one?
Rihanna, Diamonds.
And the last one?
Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now.
Woo-hoo! How about that, Donna Benegby? You just won $1,000 from the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm so happy. Persistent.
Yay.
Pays off. I've been trying and trying. My son never believed I would win. I said, I'm going to win. I'm not going to stop until I win.
Oh, I love that attitude, yeah. Donna. I hope that you enjoy your $1,000 and you do the running man all the way to the bank.
I'm going to go work on my running man.
I'll be running.
Thanks, Donna.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
Oh, well, that was fun. 7:32 right now, -7. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning. The Prime Minister is set to speak today with U.S. President Trump as the trade war between Canada and the U.S. ramps up. On Saturday, Trump signed executive orders to hit Canada with damaging duties of 10% on energy and 25% on everything else. Trump says it's necessary to curb immigration and drug trafficking. Canada hit back with 25% tariffs on U.S. goods like milk and meat. It's all set to take effect Tuesday. Political party leaders in Ontario are campaigning again today. PC leader Doug Ford will stop in Etobicoke while also making appearances on American news networks to discuss tariffs. Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie and Green Party leader Mike Schreiner will be in Kitchener-Waterloo, and NDP leader Merritt Stiles will stop in Oshawa. The best in music were honored last night at the Grammys. Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter won Album of the Year and Best Country Album, while Kendrick Lamar's Drake diss track Not Like Us won Song and Record of the Year. Sabrina Carpenter won Best Pop Album. In sports, Raptors beat the Clippers 115-108. CHFI weather. Today, patchy fog or mist with rain showers or drizzle at times, high of 3. Tonight, chance of flurries, a low near -4, wind chill -10. And tomorrow, sun and cloud with a high near -3. Right now, it's -3, feels like -5. Eastbound 401 approaching Guelph Line. We've got a new problem there. Collision. It looks like a couple lanes are blocked. West 401 just busy with volume delays. And if you're east or west on the QEW, typical volume delays building through there. East and westbound Girard from River to St. Matthews. That's east of the DVP. It's closed off for a collision investigation.
Pooja and Gurdeep in the morning.
happy Monday, and what a weekend. So much going on, from tariffs to the Grammys. So much to talk about. We're going to get into it next.
Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's Perfect Music Mix, 98.1 CHFI.
All right, so the Grammys went down last night. Did you stay up to watch them? This was at Crypto Arena in Los Angeles. Trevor Noah was the host. It was like his fifth straight year hosting or something. He's like the Billy Crystal of the Grammys.
It's so true. Yeah, he's so funny. He's good at it.
Yeah.
And he's probably one of only a handful of comedians who will say yes, because nowadays they say no to the award show because they don't want to get canceled.
Feels like a bit of a thankless job, right? Yeah. Everyone's just critiquing you. It's like the Super Bowl halftime show. No matter how good it is, every year there's people who are like, that was terrible.
True.
It's like you just can't win with this thing. But I thought he did a pretty good job. Of course, there was a lot of talk about the LA wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
He touched on tariffs as well, this whole thing going on right now. But here's Trevor Noah. Here's part of his opening monologue where he touched on a few things, including what Grammys means to music.
Welcome to music's biggest nights. And when I say biggest, I mean biggest nights, right? What the Super Bowl is to the NFL, you know, what Valentine's Day is to romance, what Father's Day is to Nick Cannon. That's what the Grammys is to music. Speaking of history, the Beatles are nominated tonight for Record of the Year. Yes, the legendary band from Liverpool used AI to put out a new song after 53 years, which is a much better use of AI than that thing you did with the spaghetti, Will Smith. That was weird. So, good luck to the Beatles. I think if they win this, this could open up a few doors for them. It's going to be great. And who knows, through the power of AI, one day we could even get another Rihanna album. You never know. Praise be NVIDIA. You never know.
Everyone just trying to convince Rihanna to put out some more music. It has been a while.
Yes, yes. I mean, look, some of the stuff he said was pretty funny in that. But I think the night, when we talk about winners, all eyes were on Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce had a big night. Taylor Swift was also in the house. Mm-hmm. And, well, Trevor Noah touched on that. Have a listen.
Oh, Taylor Swift is also here. I just noticed. Cynthia Erivo, Jack Antonoff. Look at this table. Are you kidding me? Wow. Yes, Taylor Swift, fresh off the biggest world tour in history. In history, people. Not only did Taylor crush the record books, she got more Americans traveling than those Turkish hair transplants. People were flying everywhere for her. And tonight she's back with another 6 nominations for the album she announced when she won last year. It was like Grammy Inception. I like how you did that. Plus, if Taylor wins, she could become the first artist ever to win Album of the Year 5 times. Yeah. Which means she would break the record of 4 wins set all the way back in 2024 by Taylor Swift. I'm just going to say, Taylor, if you break Taylor's record, you know the Swifties are going to come for you. You don't want to mess with them, man. Yeah, they're like an army of Kendrick Lamars.
And by the way, Album of the Year ended up going to Beyonce for Cowboy Carter. The part that shocked me is that's Beyonce's first ever Album of the Year award.
That is.
Taylor's got 4. This is Beyonce's first.
And she seemed shocked.
She won Country Album of the Year as well. Yeah. She looked pretty shocked at that.
Yeah. Also, last night it was big for The Weeknd from Toronto, of course. Mm-hmm. He famously boycotted the Grammys. This was back in 2021. He had a bunch of hits on Billboard. Like, he was doing so well at the height of his career, and he got snubbed at the Grammys. So he was like, listen, there's obviously something wrong. There's a corrupt system. I'm boycotting. And this was a surprise return. He performed, and they actually had the Recording Academy president, Harvey Mason Jr., come out and say, I heard him. I felt his conviction. We want an organization that's dedicated to fairness and, you know, all of that. And he says, The Weeknd's boycott didn't go unnoticed. And over the past few years, we've listened, we've acted, and we've changed.
Clock strikes upon the hour.
getting ready to open up our CHFI Perfect Recall window at 8 o'clock. The more you listen, the more cash you can win. And if you were listening this past weekend at noon, 2 and 5 p.m. and listened to our bonus songs, you have a chance to win up to $1,000. That's coming up.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Fratiscatos. If you're using the eastbound side of the 401 approaching Guelph Line, we still have some lanes blocked with a collision. West 401 approaching the 404 and the collector's left lane is also now blocked because of a collision. And North 400 at Line 5, the left lane is blocked. That's all because of a stalled vehicle. For an oil change done right, stop by Mr. Lube. No appointment needed for anything they do, from oil changes to tires and batteries. Mr. Lube opens 7 days a week.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's Perfect Music Mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Is it only in my dreams? Is it only in my head? Are you lonely? When you're lying in my bed, is it only for tonight? Gonna leave me disappointed, only to take it all away. Close my eyes and I keep my distance. I can't let go. I know you're not mine, but I know that I'm being selfish, and I know that you want me to. Can't help but to touch your body.
On Toronto's Perfect Music Mix, 98.1 CHFI.
Serious question for everyone in this room and everyone listening. When you watch TV, do the subtitles have to be on? And I ask this because there is a movement, I think largely created by Gen Z and Gen Alpha, that say, I can't hear without my subtitles. They have subtitles on for everything.
Okay.
And according to this survey, 70% of people... 70 stream TV... And the subtitles have to be on.
Okay. I'm definitely in the minority. I hate the subtitles on.
Really?
It takes me out of the show. It forces me to now read. Now I'm reading. I don't want to be reading. I want to be listening. I want to be paying attention to what's actually happening on the screen. I hate them.
But don't you find when you're streaming like heavy shows, like dramas or thrillers, like shows with a lot's happening and it's like dark and moody and quick dialogue being exchanged, don't you find you miss stuff sometimes?
There's a pause button. I can go back if that was to happen.
That feels problematic. That takes you out of it. You got to go back. I'm part of the 70%, but not for like comedies or live TV or sports. When I'm streaming dramas and thrillers,
right,
the subtitles have to be on. Like I'm watching the new Dexter, subtitles 100% on.
Really?
Yes.
That like, and you know, okay, hate is a strong word. I'll get through it if it's on, but my preference is that it's off. And it's interesting to me that if this is a Gen Z thing, like if it's a younger generation thing, wouldn't you think it would be the opposite?
Yes.
That the older generation would need the subtitles, not the younger?
That's the shocking part of this. This is like become a thing. The whole I can't hear without my subtitles is started by the, you're right. That feels like a boomer generation thing.
Yeah.
And not, Steph, what about you on subtitles?
No, they're off.
You don't like them either,
unless
right?
There's like heavy accents in the show and I'm missing
like
the
like you're
point.
Watching a Guy Ritchie
yeah,
movie
yeah.
or show.
Or obviously like other languages, but my boyfriend's kids, 16 and 13, have to have them on all the time. My kids, they don't have it on.
I don't like them having on for comedies because sometimes the captions spoil the punchline,
right.
The comedic timing. So specifically for thrillers, stream shows, that kind of thing.
Stuff you're streaming, let's say on one of the streaming, you know, Netflix or whatever it might be, do you have them on? I think that's the question.
Can't you just watch it and listen with your ears?
Okay,
you're
you
missing
know,
the show.
Well, you know, okay, so I'm outvoted in here. I say yes, you two say no. Why don't
five calls decide it all?
When you watch TV, do the subtitles have to be on? You tell us. 416-872-CHFI. The lines are open right now.
Yeah! Yeah! Okay! Okay! Let's go! She was standing up for me from the game. She was singing in my ear. You would think that she knew me. I decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy.
Hey.
She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Watch out.
Share of $50,000 and it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
creepy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name? If your name is Ryan or Nicole, Booster Juice has a free smoothie, fresh juice, or booster mixer with your name on it. Valid today only with your Booster Rewards app.
On July 13th, 1985, music united the world. Whether you saw it live or weren't even born yet, come celebrate the biggest concert in history at Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical. It's an exhilarating night out featuring hit songs by David Bowie, The Who, Queen, Elton John, Paul McCartney, and more. Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical at the CAA at Mervish Theater. Now through March 16th only. Book at Mervish.com.
It's a new year. That means new resolutions, new plans, and at Metro, new savings. The New Year New Savings event ends soon at your local Metro, where you can take advantage of great savings store-wide, including boneless, skinless chicken breasts for only $4.88 per pound, or blueberries for just $2.99 each, only until February 5th, plus hundreds of other great offers. Don't miss the New Year New Savings event. Shop now at your local Metro or online at metro.ca.
We all have things we worry about, but when we know trouble is headed our way, we need a fighter. Someone who protects us, our jobs, and our families. That's Premier Doug Ford. When Ottawa descended into chaos, he stood up for us.
Now taking Trump on tonight, Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
The next 4 years won't be easy. There's big decisions ahead, and there's only one leader to protect Ontario. That's Premier Doug Ford. A message from the Ontario PC Party.
Wealthsimple's Big Winter Bundle is our best match offer yet. Get a 2% match when you transfer over an eligible RRSP. For a $50,000 transfer, that's a $1,000 cash bonus. Enough to buy a fancy parka, a ticket to somewhere you don't need a fancy parka, or just be responsible and top up your retirement fund. Plus, move any other eligible account and we'll give you a 1% match. Minimum $15,000 transfer. Register by March 15th. Additional terms apply. Learn more at wealthsimple.com/match.
A Tim's Donut and Coffee is the original collab. And now, any classic donut is a dollar when you buy any size original or dark roast coffee. Get a deal on the iconic duo with a Tim's Dollar Donut. Plus tax at participating restaurants for a limited time. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's.
Hi, this is Valerie at Martin Daniel Interiors. Every time I return from a buying trip in Europe, I'm bursting with ideas. You'll be inspired, too, by visiting our in-store design center and four beautiful furniture galleries. Each gallery has its own trend-setting European furniture and accessories. I adore my store. We're at Steeles east of Kiel and martindanielinteriors.com.
Save up to 50% at Martin Daniel Interiors' annual winter sale on now.
With MSC Cruises, discover big on a mini getaway or treat yourself to a week-long vacation. For a limited time, book now and enjoy up to 35% off cruises, plus kids sail free. Sail to the turquoise waters of the Bahamas with stops at our private island, Ocean Key MSC Marine Reserve, or experience the beauty of the Caribbean and more destinations. MSC Cruises, for a greater beauty. To book, visit msccruises.com or contact your travel advisor. Restrictions apply. Ships registered in Panama and Malta.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
It's the DSC exclusive. Save 50% on the Diamond Show 14 karat gold diamond ring. Today's showstopper at TSC.ca. Exciting offers every day.
Okay, your perfect recall window is about to open, and it's worth up to $1,000 because we got weekend bonus plays. Right now, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is set to speak with U.S. President Donald Trump today about the tariffs. The trade war is expected to begin tomorrow, with Trump hitting Canada with duties of 10% on energy and 25% on everything else, while Canada is retaliating with 25% tariffs targeting $155 billion worth of American goods, including alcohol and natural resources. Efforts to clear the wreckage of last week's deadly midair crash between an American Airlines plane and a military